it's the day of the new moon, the recitation of the Patimokkha. And in just 15 days, it'll be the entering of the rains retreat. And so may all of you be intent on preparing the dwellings that you'll be staying in for the rains. So it needs to look at the surrounding area, make sure that it's not slippery, because you need to be cautious about our bodies and the health of the body, because this is a means for us to be able to meditate, and if we damage the body, then that becomes difficult. Sitting meditation, walking meditation is hard. And so it's possible that if we don't look after it, then we can get problems with our knees, or maybe get a broken arm or a broken leg. So we need to be careful around this. And so we should also prepare ourselves for this rains retreat in terms of thinking about how we're going to be meditating during that. Reminding ourselves that the days and nights are constantly passing by. So what am I doing right now? So we have the intent to study and practice and following the ways of living as a monk, the aspects of practice of Venerable Ajahn Chah. And he himself learned these from the founding father of this tradition, Ngpo Man, and then also from Ngpo Tongrat, Ngpo Ginri. And it really wasn't easy at all for him to do this. It was really hard, and yet to put his life on the line and really take it for real. And the Dharma is on the shores of death, in order to be able to get these teachings that he could pass on to us. So for us, we may be a first generation disciples, or second or third generation disciples, and though perhaps we haven't met Ajahn Chah himself, but we have met his standards that stand instead of him. So we should put in our efforts. So we can really put in our efforts into walking meditation, sitting meditation. And so we can take up the practice of Nesachika, of staying up, meditating for the whole night. And this is a good practice to do, something you can be intent on. And so right now there are monks who are intent on this, and not lying down for 7 nights. And during this Vasa, the monks that won't be lying down for the entire 3 rains at night. Or perhaps you can make the determination to not lie down during the lunar observance nights once a week. So we train to put in our efforts. And we still have this energy. We still have a body which is functioning well, which is complete. So we can use that to train, to give us strength. And that training, that strong training, in turn gives the mind strength. The strength to be able to fight against its habits, these habits of wanting to sleep. So in the ways of the world, they teach that you should get at least 6 to 8 hours of sleep per night. But this ascetic practice of not lying down at night, this is one of the stricter practices of the noble beings. And so may you train your minds well and help to lead each other in putting in effort and meditating. And so like having this intent to not skip out on any of the schedule. So the morning chanting, the evening chanting, the Patimokkha recitation, the various work of cleaning the monastery. That for those who can keep that 100%, then that's really good. So it's like at the time of Ajahn Chah, there were some novices who had very good standards. They're able to keep that up. And some of the monastic attendants of Lumbucha could do that as well. They had the sincerity to train themselves. And so that was 50 years ago now, but that has still carried on till this present day. That the standards are still here, and they're still being looked after, still being kept. You still have respect for one another following seniority. And sometimes individuals may have their own thoughts, their own reasoning about things, that it's normal for different minds to differ in certain ways. But we still shouldn't let the respect that we have for our seniors to decline. We should be one who is easy to teach, who is easy to admonish. We should be one who is putting an effort, who is composed in their senses and restrained within the Padimokkha, not desirous of food and sleep. Because as lay people, we've done that all already. We've lived in an easy way, just following our desires and our moods. But now we are practitioners who go against these things. So something that I've contemplated is that we are like scholarship students. And the scholarship that we've received, it's come to us from the Buddha. And the lay people who have selflessly given in order to provide us with these four requisites. And so we shouldn't be careless then, that it's not a right to just laze around and to sleep at ease, that that's not okay. Because we didn't ordain for these things. We didn't come here for wealth or for praise, for gains, for status. And we've given up these worldly dhammas already. However, these are normal things in this world, and we're not able to escape from them either. So if we get them, then that's all right. And if we don't, then that's okay as well. So we need to contemplate the truth of these things, that they arise from the Bharami, the spiritual virtues of the Buddha. That if there wasn't a Buddha, then these things wouldn't be around, they wouldn't exist. There wouldn't be the Dhamma that was taught. There wouldn't be any great awakened teachers who have practiced and realized noble states. And so then there wouldn't be all of these things coming to us. So therefore, the Buddha gave rise to all of this and taught the Dhamma, and this came from his Bharami. And therefore people, the laity, have the faith to be able to offer these four requisites for the sake of our practice. For the laity to come about these, to be able to offer them, it's really not easy at all. They've had to give up so much. They've had to work very hard and feel tired. And still, they're able to make these offerings. And still they're able to find the time to come and intently practice. So perhaps during the space of a year, they can find one time to do a retreat, and they give their money to be able to travel, and also the time that they could have had fun or entertainment in the world, but they give that up in order to practice. And they see monks intently practicing, and they feel inspired by that. It's like seeing monks who are staying up all night practicing, and they gain encouragement, enthusiasm. And so these practices then, they bring benefit for ourselves and benefit for others as well. So may you be intent then, that in no long time, it'll be the start of the rain retreat, It's just 15 days, and that's not long at all. And so it'll be the start of the rains retreat, and then soon the end of the rains retreat. And so this time, it passes by quickly. And so we should use that time to be meditating, to do our walking meditation, sitting meditation, to speak little, to sleep little, to be composed within our senses, to carry on practicing without stop. And if we do that, then one day we will be able to meet with the Dhamma. Just like how one of the reflections for one who has gone forth is whether at the end of our life, if we are asked by our spiritual friends whether we've reached any special attainments, will we be embarrassed to answer that question? So if our friends ask us, and maybe we could say that we have a big monastery, we have lots of disciples, but do we have any special qualities within us? Have we seen the Dhamma? Have we known the Dhamma? That when we're asked, will we be embarrassed to answer or not? And so may you be intent, and may you attain to the Dhamma in this life. May you be sincere.
And